Up there, Jack, get up there.
Sir, go ahead. W-I-U-G, Brady, go ahead.
Hey, what's up, Jack? Hey, do you do anything on the CB radio?
I was a CBer in 82, all the way to 90, and I quit those.
Okay, I was just checking. I didn't know if you were still on the CB radio or not.
No problem. My call sign was KIQ 3409. It was KIQ 3409. That's my call sign was. Roger.
Oh, okay, was it your ham radio number, or was that just a CB number?
It's an FCC call sign. Roger.
Okay, yeah, I was just wondering, Jack, I didn't know if you were still on it, but thanks for letting me know.
No problem, anytime, and I got to DMRS 2 years, a little bit over 2 years, anyhow, because it was not hardly any repeaters out there except one in Troy, and you got to get the okay from the owners, and, you know, then 2 years ago I applied, no one answered the first time. And the second time, nobody answered either, so then MIH Systems came in, and I was on it. But I wasn't 2 years ago. The first MIH was a Mount Clemens repeater. Roger?
Oh, okay, yeah. When I first got my GMRS license, I had to pay $70. It was back in like 2002, I believe. It was a long time ago, and then I let my license expire, and then I had to re-get it, and I only had to pay $35. But yeah, it's a lot different now than it was back then.
Yeah, you know, now they got the website, and when you hear the mic, it show you where that has come from, 675 like, or 625, or whatever station, 725, it will show you that. I don't know if you know that or not. Roger?
Yeah, there's a few websites I go on. I can't remember them exactly, but yeah, I know what you're talking about. Yeah, it's a lot different now than it was a few years ago. It's a lot more easier.
You know, a few years ago, when I applied for that 575 at Troy Repeater, like I said, there was nobody around, I guess. So, because I went on mygmrs.com, and that was the first repeater was a 575. So then I said, well, we'll wait and see. Then the Mount Clemens repeater came up, the first one.
Yeah, those repeaters now, I can't think of the names of all of them. I can't even think of which one I'm getting right now. I'd have to go on the website to look it up again. But yeah, there's many repeaters now to hit, and it's a lot different now, and you can, it's easier now to get on GMR than it was, you know, 10, 15 years ago.
Tell me where you're at, and I'll tell you what repeater. This is WIUG 48.
I'm at 8.
You know, you're fading out a little bit. Maybe you're moving around or something like that. Roger?
Yeah, I'm on a handheld. I'm on the Sid Radio 83. But my location is 8 Mile and Middle Belt. 8 Mile and the Middle Belt.
So on, you're on 625. That is the Detroit repeater. That is the highest repeater here in Michigan. Roger.
Yep, you're right. I just looked it up online. Right repeater, yep. And it's not too far from me. Yeah, you're right.
I've been doing it too long, and I know what's going on out there. All right, buddy. You take care, and you have a good evening. WIUG 88, clear.
All right. For the info, I really appreciate it. We have a good day.